The Turkish Quartet is returning to Shriver Hall on November 19th with a program inspired by the natural world. And it's my pleasure to be on the line with the Turkish Quartet violist Richard O'Neill. Welcome to WBJC.
Thank you.
I'd like to start with the premiere of the string quartet Flow by the American composer and Zimbabwean of Japanese heritage, Nokutula Ngwenyama. How does her work tie in with music that is inspired by the natural world?
Well, Nokutula, or as we so fondly call her, Tula has such a diverse background, not only as a phenomenal violist, but she has a divinity degree from the Harvard School. And then she's just an incredible, curious mind. And it's such an honor to premiere her work. You know, a lot of times composers and performers are quite separated, but Tula's an example of someone that plays so beautifully, but also has such a curious mind, and not only with just music, but of course the topic of the natural world. And this quartet addresses so many interesting mysteries that, you know, surround us. Music and science are quite tied, and I think she taps into a lot of those ideas.
I love the way that you are bookending her work with a Haydn string quartet and a Beethoven string quartet. So how do those quartets tie into the idea of the natural world? I think we can kind of guess with Haydn's string quartet named The Sunrise.
Yes, I don't think he called it The Sunrise, but in the opening bars, it's quite apropos. The Beethoven, you know, in this period of his life, when he was confronting headlong his deafness, and he wrote the very famous text, the Heiligenstadt Testament, you know, saying, you know, rather than succumb, I'm going to fight. And this second of these three quartets by Beethoven, the Razumovskis, Opus 59, he referred to them as like he was looking upon the stars at night. And I think he had this vision of him not writing music of our world, but writing music of the spheres, which I truly think if there's any composer that achieved that sort of almost impossible task, I think he did. And the second movement of 59-2, the slow movement, truly is one of the most powerful and sublime works, almost with this celestial clock rhythm that sort of is pervasive throughout the movement. It's truly one of my favorite quartets of his. Maybe it's that the second movement is probably my favorite movement of all the quartet movements.
It certainly will help us to think about these very familiar works in an entirely different way. This is a program of Haydn and Beethoven, also a premiere work by Tula Ngwenyama. And this is on the Shriver Hall concert series, the Turkish Quartet returning. This is in Shriver Hall next to the Baltimore Museum of Art on Sunday, November 19th at 5:30 p.m. It's been such a pleasure to be on the line with the violist of the Turkish Quartet, Richard O'Neill. We look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much.
Look forward to seeing you too. Thank you.